Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I've been saying I want this to be the best part of your day, and I mean it. Welcome to 920 AM, 99.1 FM, then the great new programming at 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, because on all four spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook 5 days a week, 24 stations, 12 times a day. Lots of wonderful information that you won't get anywhere else. Then you can always listen to our show on the KGX free mobile app. And after we're through, Nigel Dettelbach, I'm getting so good at that, post everything on my website and also on my Facebook page. Like me, love me. Oops, I got my microphone in the wrong place. Do anything you'd like there, because that's where we communicate with you, and we appreciate that. Okay, sit back and relax. I will drive. We're building up to ACT Tours, and Steve Canold will have a talk with our spiritual advisor. I feel more peaceful just saying Lalo Tachikin. But we're going to start out by pounding hammers and nails and things. Here's Oliver Torres from
Squared Construction.
See, construction. Boy, I've been watching. There's no news I like. Mm-hmm. No channel that makes me happy or relaxed. But I guess your business, construction, is really going to be impacted by the supply chain. I mean, if you can get Oliver to come do something for you, you better block his time out.
Yes.
What's going on?
A lot of work, Joey. The good thing is we're busy. I've been receiving plenty of calls, so many calls I have to literally turn off my phone. It's which is good and bad, you know, bad yes. for the customer because I, you know, can't help them out. I can only do a few, but it's been going well.
Now, are we to believe, because it depends on what newscast I watch and which day I watch, that things for construction are going to get harder and harder to get? Lumber and appliances, mm-hmm. what do you know about that? How has it trickled down to you?
So we know that several months ago, the lumber went over 200%, and then appliances, it was, you know, back up when you can get it 3 weeks. Now you have to wait several months because of the pandemic and people, you know, just it's just getting a little hectic out there.
So do you have a storage place where you've stashed some some lumber? How's it working?
No, I don't have a storage stash. You just go to Home Depot.
And hope and pray.
Yeah.
But the prices have gone up?
They've gone up, but they've lowered. Not a lot, just significant. But it's been challenging for customers that want to build their patio or their addition. And, you know, they're still relying on the last year's estimates and they want to match it now.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, so the market's different. It changes, so.
Because you went out there 3 or 4 months ago and you gave them an estimate. And now, do you have a little clause on your estimate that says price is subject to change?
Yes.
What are you doing the most of, darling?
So, mostly interior remodels.
Oh.
And that's what we have been doing so far. Several additions, but mostly kitchen remodels, bathrooms, painting in the interior.
But that's the biggest increase in your home's value, your
yes.
kitchen and a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And I like, you know, customer satisfaction because, you know, they see their product, the end product, and they're very satisfied and, you know, ask for a review, and they're more than happy to give me one.
Oh.
It works out fine. Works out both ways.
What's the website? Squared.
Squared.
C-O-N-S-T.
Yes.
Dot.
Com.
Com.
Yeah.
I remembered. You have to spell out squared. S-Q-U-A-R-E-D.
Yeah. And it's not square D.
Oh, that's right. It's S-Q-U-A-R-E.
E-D.
E-D.
Yes.
Squared.
Squared.
C-O-N-S-T. .com. I should know it because it's easy to remember, actually.
Yeah.
How long is it taking to, where are you in your planning? Like if I called you today and wanted a new kitchen, when could you start it?
So I've told customers that we can start January.
A month? Oh, two months, three
yeah.
months. Okay.
So it's a little far out there.
And that may change.
It could change, definitely. But typically, because for the month of December, I know people are vacation and the holidays.
They don't want their house torn up. Yeah. Well, they've got family there. And mm-hmm. Christmas decorations
oh,
everywhere.
Yeah.
We don't want nails and hammers
yes,
and tools.
Yes, right, going on. Yeah. It's just Santa on the roof. He's noisy.
And the reindeers.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I forgot about the Dasher and Dancer. So it's kind of slow in December.
Yes and no. I try to keep December, try not to get a lot of work in December just because I understand customers want to get their bathroom or their kitchen or their addition before the holidays. But usually reserve that and say, you know what, let's just start in January if you like. Enjoy your holidays.
And you for your family,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, correct.
Because your brother's got the new baby. What's her name?
Raylan.
How do you spell that?
I wish I knew. I don't know.
Oh, no. Raylan. R-A-Y-L-Y-N, maybe. So how old is she?
She is 4 months.
Oh, she won't really know Christmas this time. Maybe all the lights.
Maybe in
That's
a couple
when
of years.
My babies, when they were learning to crawl, and they could just reach the bottom of the tree and pull everything off, you know. But how wonderful. Everybody should have a new baby around at Christmas.
Yeah.
Makes it nice.
Not this guy.
Not you. No, no, no.
I got to work. Focus on construction.
Yes, right. Listen to your mother. I'm your extra mother. Because you've got brothers and they've got kids.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful. Okay. Somebody asked me the other day about the Margaritaville again. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know who did a lot of work inside Margaritaville. Refresh my memory. What did you do inside the old Riviera Hotel?
So we did the utility rooms. There were really
What's a utility room?
So they have, okay, so
I know what a mechanical room is, but no.
So they had a utility / vending machine room where they have ice makers and the vending machines. Those areas were torn up, so we had to remodel those. And I guess something had happened. I'm not going to say anything.
How many were there?
There were about 12.
Oh, my gosh.
12. And
so all new ice makers and vending
plumbing,
machines.
Yeah, flooring and paint walls
and
electrical. And everything, whole nine yards.
Yes. But very important to people because everybody wants ice in their room,
mm-hmm.
and all the kids want vending machines.
Yeah, for soda. I had a lot of the people stay at the Margaritaville. They would come up to me, "Hey, do you have any ice?" I'm like, "No, we're just remodeling. We don't have. Sorry."
They thought you brought supplies with you. Do you have a candy bar?
I only have tools, ma'am. If you want to help, why not?
Oh my gosh! So you had to buy all the new vending machines, or did
they supplied the machines.
Okay. Yeah. They just had to give you the specs
mm-hmm.
so you'd fit them in there.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
It was challenging.
I know, because every time you do something little for me, I don't have big jobs like that. I have little mistakes I make. But you guys are so organized. And you and your team, and it's all your family,
mm-hmm.
you come so prepared. I mean, that's really nice. I think it's nicer because it's a family business.
Yes.
Because you get along with each other. You fight, maybe, but it's just family stuff. It's
correct.
Nothing that's going to impact the job you're doing.
Correct. Yep.
And I think your mother raised you right. How many brothers?
Total four brothers.
Four brothers. How many are in the construction business with you?
So at the moment, we have three. The other one does his own thing.
Yeah. Is he the baby?
No, he's the oldest.
Well, shame on him.
The baby's with us.
Which is the baby?
Raymond.
Oh, I know Raymond. He looks older than you.
Yeah.
Is it
the beard?
Yeah, the beard. Okay, three brothers and four is on his own.
Yeah. He's on his own.
And talk to people again, because I like knowing this. But refresh my memory. You guys take on one job at a time because?
Because we try to do the job 100%, get it done. That way the customer can, you know, always, it can be a returning customer and they can be happy. If we take more than, let's say, we have the capability to do three, but if we do beyond four, five, six, it gets messy. Customers get upset, they get angry, and then
communication breaks down.
Correct.
I have to compliment you on that. You're really great about picking up the phone or calling right back And I live in a world where that doesn't go on all the time. And I'm not referencing Nigel. He and I just deal with it all the time. Uh-huh. People who don't return texts or phone calls. Or what's the best number for Squared Construction? Free estimates.
Yeah, 760-808-7550.
7550. Is that a cell phone?
Yes.
That's you probably.
That's me.
Free estimates. And let's remember, Joey Pals, if you've talked to Oliver in the past few months and you're thinking of doing something, you better call him and get an update on the estimate, because his costs are going up.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to, he doesn't want to pass on big jumps to you, but he wants to communicate with you.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. So what are you doing the most of now? You said, I wrote it down.
Interior remodels.
Interior mm-hmm. remodels, kitchens mm-hmm. and bathrooms. So is it best for people to go out and buy their appliances first and then tell you what they want?
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like customers that, I mean, there's some customers that, at the moment, they don't know what they want. They have a vision, and we're there, you know, to make that vision a reality.
That's a
right?
good point.
So, but then at the same time, I get customers like, I have everything ready. I just, you know what?
Need you to make it fit.
Yep. And that's what we do, and we get it done.
Oh, that's great. That might help speed things along, mm-hmm. as opposed to people who don't know what they want.
Correct.
I've still got that red sink sitting in my laundry room because, well, we don't have the kitchen ready to put it in.
Oh.
You know what I thought of I want to do? Mm-hmm. You remember my dining room where I put the tin yes. up myself? I think for the walls of the kitchen, I want to put the tin up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would kind of tie it all, because it's a galley kitchen.
Right.
Old, old, old house. But that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice.
And I'm pretty good with the gun. Butcher block is less expensive than granite, of course. And what's that new thing that looks like granite, but it's much more sturdy than granite?
Is it quartz?
Yes, quartz.
That's very popular stone.
So I think, but I still want butcher block. How do you treat butcher block? What do you have to do?
They already have it treated.
Oh.
For manufacturer. But if you do it from raw scratch, you have to, you know, cut lumber and create all the pieces, glue them together, sand them down, and then add a wax coating.
And linseed oil or something mm-hmm. funny.
Yeah, correct.
And then my red sink.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Joey Pals, it's really fun. Nigel's going, yeah, yeah, I like the sound of that.
He's like, here we go.
I've got that red sink came from my house in Montana, and it's a different size than the sink I have there now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's smaller, so we can't just pop it in there. We got to fix the counter. This Correct. Is so much fun. Hey, you know, Joey Pals, a new year's coming. We got to turn the page on this COVID thing, please God. So do something to make you, you've been in your house mm-hmm. for 86 weeks. I have friends who've not started going out yet.
Really?
They're older, they have immune compromising situations. Oh. So fix something in your house to make it fresh and new for you again. Even if it's just lipstick and rouge. Bless your heart. Thanks for coming by, Oliver.
You're welcome.
Oliver's our roommate here in the Joey English studio. Squared, CONST.com, 808-7550. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.